This week's mailbag comes to us from Hannah. Hannah says, "Hello, I wanted to thank Lisa for her post yesterday on Instagram of her sitting on her bed and going through her Sunday basket. Lisa is a phenomenal teacher and such a relatable person. I appreciate all of her efforts through various ways to reach out with her message. The Day in a Life podcast is also very helpful to think about changes that I may implement in my own life. I've listened to both Lisa's Saturday and Sunday podcasts and look forward to the rest. Thank you, Lisa, for all you do, and best wishes with all your efforts and vision for the company. I started reading your book, The Paper Solution, and acting on what I have learned has changed my life for the better in untold ways. Thank you." Do you have an organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. It's time for a little Organized 365 history lesson. Just for context, those of you that are watching on a video, you are on the page that used to be the sales page for just the 100-day home organization program. I'm going to tell you where that went and why it's no longer on this page. And for those of you just listening, this is a Friday podcast, and I'm going to retrace for you again the 10-year journey that Organized 365 has been on, how the 100-day program came to be, what it currently is, and what it's going to be by the fall of 2022. So I am recording this in March of 2022. Boy, it's really hard to remember what year we're in, isn't it? March of 2022, and it will start airing on the 100-day home organization program page by the end of the month and on the Organized 365 podcast in April. So my history, Lisa Woodruff, founder of Organized 365, is I was a very organized child. Like, I loved doing jigsaw puzzles. My mom used to take me shopping with a bag of buttons, and I would sit on the floor in the dressing room and sort the buttons while she tried on clothes. Like, I just love sorting things and finding new ways to organize things. And over the course of my life, between when I was that little child until I was 40 years old, I went from seasons of life where I was extremely organized and I organized other people. Like when I was a teacher and at the end of the school day, I would go in and I would organize other teachers' classrooms, and seasons of my life where I was completely unorganized. Like when we adopted our two babies, or when my father fell ill and was sick for a year and ultimately passed away and we had to settle his estate. And vacillating between those really organized times in my life and disorganized times in my life, I found that when I was disorganized, I felt so out of control and like I couldn't control the situation I was in because it was an unexpected event. In the case of adopting our two kids, it was a fun, unexpected event. In the case of my father, it was a very sad season in our life. But I could not control the circumstances. But once I found my way to being organized again, I felt more empowered and in control of what I did during that time. And so that was my understanding of organization as I was turning 40 in the beginning of 2012. So in December 2011, I quit my job. And the reason I quit my job was because we were in debt. Not really. But we were in debt. I was overweight. I was depressed. I was anxious. I was not being the wife and mother that I personally wanted to be. And my administrator at the time basically told me I wasn't being the teacher she wanted me to be. And that was the only thing I felt that I was still doing at 110%. And I figured if I wasn't meeting my administrator's expectations of me, then what was the point? Like, what was the point in not being the wife and mother and homemaker I wanted to be if what I was doing for my profession wasn't being valued by the people that were supposed to value what I was doing? So I quit my job to come home and see if I could be the wife and mother and homemaker I wanted to be. And that started me on my personal organization journey again. But this time, when I went to get organized for myself personally, I did it through a different lens. I told you I was an educator. I'm a teacher by trade. That's what I went to college for. When I wasn't a teacher, I was taking care of my own kids. When I wasn't doing that before, I was babysitting. Like, kids, families, teaching, that's my entire existence. That's my lens that I see absolutely everything through. So that in 2012, when I was getting myself organized, I knew I needed to start my own company. I called it Organize 365. I had no idea what it would be. But within a couple months, I learned that I was a professional organizer. I had been for a long time. I didn't know people would pay you for that. I didn't know it was a profession you could have. I was like, I can do this. So I started organizing people's homes, and I started taking back my life and organizing my home. And you can read about my story of 2012 and taking back my home in the book, Organization is a Learnable Skill, that Organize 365 put out in 2021. So for 3 years, I grew Organize 365 as a blog. I personally got my home organized in 1 year, and I started really making progress getting people in Cincinnati organized, specifically women. So my second year in business in 2013, I decided to take what I had done in my house in 1 year and put it on the blog, and I called it 40 Weeks, One Whole House. So you might have heard that. And this is the other reason why I'm recording this podcast and this video is I've renamed the programs over the years, but you're going to hear how these all tie together into what we have today. And so it'll give you context for sometimes when you hear these things. So 40 Weeks, One Whole House was an online challenge that I had on my blog from 2013 to 2015. So it was three different school years. And that's exactly what it was. It was a school year. We started it on Labor Day. We ended it on Memorial Day. I took all the areas in your house that would be relevant for a woman with children of school age. And I divided it into 40 categories. And we just tackled one per week. And I just put up a blog post. And then the next year, I put up like a video each year. Like, it was a very simple do-it-yourself program to get your home organized. It worked really, really well if you were a stay-at-home mom of school-age kids. And while I was doing that in Cincinnati, I started this little package called the Mommy Makeover Package in my professional organization business. That was where myself and ultimately our team would come in. And we would organize four spaces, again, primarily for women. And I would market this package as in, if these four spaces are organized for women who are also moms, so mommy makeover, if you organize these four spaces in your house, you as a female would feel more in control of all the unexpected things that were always happening. These specific spaces would not get unorganized because your family would not unorganize these spaces. And they were your kitchen, followed by your primary closet, and then your laundry room, and then your home office. And you would have to keep doing your kitchen as your family members changed their phases and stages. But primarily, I was organizing people who had school-age kids. And school-age kids, they don't change their preferences and tastes as fast as like young children do. So I would go in and I would organize women's homes in Cincinnati. And we'd get these four spaces done. And usually it would cost about $1,000 or $1,500 for me to do those four spaces at that time. And the whole house was not organized for sure, but most of the spaces that you were in a regular basis and the spaces that you were in first thing in the morning and last thing at night were organized. And so those women felt like they could get a lot more done. And the people following along on the blog that were doing 40 weeks, one whole house, who were mothers and had school-age children, they were having a lot of success as well. So I got to 2016. I'd been in business for 4 years, and I had learned organization as a learnable skill because now my clients who I was professionally organizing in Cincinnati, they were getting organized. And I thought, oh, like they were taking what I was teaching them in these four spaces, and they were getting other spaces in their house organized. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I had been going after my business in Organize 365 as in like, I know how to be organized. I will organize you. And then once I organize you, then you can do whatever you're uniquely created to do. And what I realized was I was a teacher and I was not only getting people organized, but I was also teaching them how to get organized. And they were then learning that skill that they could add onto other areas in their life. I thought, oh my gosh, organization is learnable, which seems crazy now. But I used to ask people all the time, you know, are you organized or not? Are you born organized or not born organized? Like the idea that organization was a learnable skill was new to me. I didn't realize that it was something that could be learned. And as soon as I learned that it was something that can be learned, I was like, yes, I'm a teacher. That means it's also something that can be taught. And I started to think about how do you teach the skill of organization? That was about 7 years ago. And I noticed there was an inherent flaw in my 40 weeks One Whole House program. First of all, it was free, so I was never going to make any money if it was free. So I needed to charge for something. And second of all, it really was myopically focused on a female homeowner who was pretty much a stay-at-home mom of school-aged children, pretty much in middle America. I was like, okay, I need to broaden, and you'll notice as I go through my story how I'm continually broadening and understanding more homes and more people and how they relate to their house. So what I realized was I really was only offering 40 weeks, one whole house for a very, very small population. Pretty much every blog and podcast that is for organization is going after that same market or is that same organizer. They're mostly women, and they're mostly in their, you know, 30s and 40s, and they're mostly teaching you how to organize kids' stuff and their own house. And I thought, okay, well, of the people who I was physically organizing in Cincinnati, that was not who I was organizing. I was organizing older women who had gotten divorced and were ready for remarriage. I was organizing professional women who didn't have children. I was organizing men who were older and were single. I was organizing all these people that were not me. They were not like a 30, 40-year-old mom with school-age kids. So I started looking who I was organizing in Cincinnati and then who I was and who I was organizing on the blog. And I redefined who I was helping learn the skill of organization. And in 2016, if you listen to any of the podcasts around that time, you'll hear me say this often. The 100-Day Home Organization Program is for any woman. So it wasn't woman or man. I still did not understand male organization. And to be honest, I'm just now learning it. Like, I understand how a woman views her home. So it's any woman, anywhere in the world, because really, our houses are very similar. With or without children, like the child piece was optional. And so any woman, anywhere in the world, in any size dwelling. So if you're in an apartment or if you're in a big farmhouse, it doesn't matter. If you've listened to my past podcasts or watched my past videos, you will now hear me say that. Any woman, anywhere in the world, in any size dwelling. So I thought, okay, Lisa, as a teacher, look at what you have taught. Look at the 40 weeks, one whole house. How does that change it? Well, honestly, it eliminated 20 of the weeks. Like 20 of the weeks were really focused on school-age children. I was like, okay. And I also realized that I was only getting those four mommy makeover areas organized in the 40 weeks, one whole house. It was the kitchen, the primary closet, the laundry room, and the home office. I wasn't tackling the storage room, the garage, or any of these other more challenging spaces that I did as a professional organizer. So I made a big long list of, okay, if I was to get someone's whole house organized, and at that time we were charging $5,000 to organize your entire house, what were the spaces that we were organizing in people's houses? And I made that whole list. And it was basically anything that you could find that you would organize in your house, minus photos, memorabilia, and kids. So those were not included in our whole house option. And I took those spaces, and that's how I made the 100-day home organization program, was all the spaces I would organize in your home in Cincinnati that our team would do in 1 week if we were organizing your house. And then I ordered them, and I put them in a specific order of what was easiest for you to do because it was, you've probably tried to organize it before, and also what would make the most impact. Like, once this space is organized, you would feel better. So I always started in the kitchen because most people have tried to organize their kitchen before. And once your kitchen is organized, it not only impacts you, it impacts everybody that lives with you. And then I quickly moved on to your primary closet, bedroom, and bathroom, because those are the spaces that once they're organized, you can maintain that organization. No one's going to mess it up. And when your feet hit the floor in the morning and when you get into bed at night, it's the last and the first place that you see. And so it really will give you personal satisfaction. So the kitchen and those primary bedroom, bathroom, closet spaces. After that, we move on to the laundry room, and after that, we move on to the home office. So if you look at the 100-day home organization program, the first 60% is that original mommy makeover that I used to do in Cincinnati. And then I started adding on everything else we would do as professional organizers in Cincinnati to get your house all the way organized. That was the 100-day home organization program. I knew very few people would get all the way through the 100 days, but because I offer lifetime access, I figured you'd go through it a couple of times and eventually you'd get all the way to the end, which is what people do. So inside of that 100-day home organization program, I had eliminated kids and I had eliminated the size of the house or the location of your house. And inside of the Organized 365 community and in every survey that I have done, what we have found is 40% of people do not have children at all, and 20% of people who do have children do not have those children living at home with them. So that original 40 weeks, one whole house program really only hit 40% of the people, and that's, you know, if they were even grade school age, that were listening to Organize 365. So I really, the 100-day program really opened up home organization to everyone that was listening to Organize 365 at the time because it was primarily women. I know more men are listening now, and I am running as fast as I can to figure out that demographic. So that worked really well for about 18 months to 2 years. We redid our website in the summer of 2018. And in the spring of 2018, we came out with the physical Sunday basket, all four of the primary binders, and we redid our website for that launch in the summer. And our programmer said to us, our website programmer said to us, you have the 100-day home organization program. You're coming out with these four binders and this physical Sunday basket. You should put this all together and sell it in one bundle. And I was like, okay. And she's like, and $9.97 is what you should sell your bundle for. I was like, okay. So the 100-day home organization program was $4.97 at the time. The binders are $75 each. The Sunday basket has always been $97. These are all the prices these have always been. They've not been raised since then. And I was like, all right, I need another thing in there that is going to make it more value. So we added the Sunday Basket Club for $99, and we got to a $997 price point. And we were going back and forth about what we should call it. And she said, you should call it All Access, like all access to everything you have. I said, that's brilliant. Let's call it All Access. I'll take everything else I've also already created over the last 6 years, and I'll just throw it in there. So we threw in the 10 steps to organizing email. We threw in the moving ebook. We threw in a whole bunch of printables that aren't in there now because they're just not even relevant. And then I created the From Hot Mess to Organized Storage course, which is a 28-day bonus course that really went deeper into the areas that I hadn't fully gone into in the 100-day whole home organization program that I did do if I was organizing your house in Cincinnati, which was how I labeled the bins, all the bins that we did. Like, how did we do storage rooms when we organized them in Cincinnati? I created that as the From Hot Mess to Organized Storage course that was 28 days, and it became a bonus in All Access. That's how All Access came to be. So we sold All Access for a couple of years, and then I started creating more stuff because I'm a teacher. And I'm always learning more. And remember, in that 40 weeks, one whole house, most of that had been, how do you organize school-age children? And I'm an elementary and preschool teacher. Like, I understand kids. And I was really, really good at organizing kids' bedrooms and kids' spaces. And in Cincinnati, people would hire me to work with their children. And I said, I would be happy to organize your child's room. I could do it, you know, in 3 hours. Here are my rules. Number one, you're not allowed to be in the room. And number two, your child can get rid of every single thing they want to get rid of. It doesn't have to be trashed or donated. You can keep it, but it's not going to be kept in their bedroom. And parents would be like, yes, how soon can you come over? I was like, great. So I would come over, kids' bedrooms would get organized, and they would stay organized because of those two rules. One, I worked with the child as if they were the owner of that space, which is where the mini apartment idea came from. And two, once a child has a say over what is in their space, they're more likely to keep it organized. So I know I have a unique perspective on organizing kids. I know it works. And I know kids listen to the podcast anyway. So I created a kids course. And then my sister would not let it go. She's like, you have to create a photo organizing course. I was like, oh, people don't want to make scrapbooks like I do, Emily. Like, nobody cares. Nobody wants to do what I want to do with photos. She's like, Lisa, you don't understand. The way that you make photos, how fast you get people to make albums, how simple you make it and break it down. People need to know that 17 years of creative memories experience you have, personally making over 300 albums for people and helping people make thousands of albums. Like, people do want to know that. I was like, fine. So we made the photo organization course. And from 2018 to 2022, we made some changes in what was in All Access. So we pulled the Sunday Basket out and we replaced that with the kids or the photo program. We pulled the Sunday Basket Club out and we replaced that with Planning Day. And as we pulled those things out of All Access, we did it because people were buying those things first. And then when they went to buy All Access, we had to give credits and upgrades. It was just becoming a mess. So we pulled the Sunday basket out in January of 2020. And when we pulled that out and we pulled the Sunday Basket Club out, we took that $99 Sunday Basket Club and we just gave it as a gift to everybody who already had the Sunday Basket and everybody going forward who has the Sunday Basket. And the Sunday Basket Club is a really big gift. Like, it's worth way more than $99. It is an online community of perpetually going co-working time on Sunday for 90 minutes to go through your Sunday basket, plus this integrative community and a whole range of certified organizers that can also help you get your Sunday basket done. Like, it's a huge program in and of itself. And because I'm an educator, I just want you to have the transformation. I want your house organized. I want your Sunday basket working. I want your kids happy and organized in their apartments. Like, I'm a teacher. I'm used to you sign up for fourth grade. I take you through the fourth grade curriculum. You're now in fifth grade. Like, I'm not interested in having you continually buy things in fourth grade for the rest of your life. Like, yes, I have a business, but I'm a teacher with a business. I'm not like Walmart or something. You know, like, I'm not trying to get you to come back and keep buying the same thing over and over again. I'm trying to get you to get the course, do the work, and then have the knowledge and then take it with you into the future. So the Sunday basket became not part of All Access at all. And at that time, I gave a gift to everyone who was in All Access of the planning day and either the photo or the kid program. And then we started selling the 100-day home organization program, all four binders, planning day, and your choice of the photo or the kids program. And that worked great for about 18 months. And then in the fall of 2021, I met with a consultant and they said, okay, we want to see your customer journey. Like, how do people find Organize 365? What do they buy first? How do they go through? And they wanted to see it physically. So I had to create this big, long table and I had all the stuff. I'm a teacher. Here's what I've found. I have a bazillion, million, trillion podcasts, podcast episodes, courses, lessons. Like, people on the team are still finding things. They're like, wait, you make so much stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'm a teacher. I make lesson plans. This is what I do. There's more content that you know what to do with inside of Organize 365. So I had all these printables, all these lead magnets. We have four books. We have two magazines. We have, like, I don't even know how many podcasts. So I lay it out all on this table. And this marketer looks at it and they go, why is the 100-day program, if it's in All Access, why is it also outside of All Access? And I was like, oh, well, because, you know, sometimes people want to chunk their payments, blah, 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 blah. He's like, it's too many choices. And there's too much integration between what's in All Access and what's in the 100-day program. Like, if you don't have All Access and you have the 100-day program, you don't really have what you need in order to get the storage rooms organized and all those things, the bonuses. I said, yeah. They were like, you need to make it all one. And then they said, and why is it called All Access? And I was like, oh, well, because in 2018, this was everything we had. And so we called it All Access. He goes, that's fabulous. It's 2021. It is not All Access. You have workboxes, masterminds, Embrace, blah, blah, blah. He's like, it's not All Access. I was like, oh, right. And so then we had a long discussion about what is it? Like, what is the 100-day program plus the binders plus these bonuses? Like, what is that? What is the transformation? And I was like, it is the productive home solution. Like, this is how you become a productive home, not how you declutter your home, not how you get one space organized, not how you make it pretty and all rainbow colored or anything. What is the thing that Organize 365 is teaching? What is the sum total of the 10 years of us being in business, my personal journey, the journey that you've been on with me? What is it? And it is that going from overwhelmed, depressed, not knowing what to do, feeling out of control, to productive and purposeful and proactive. And there's still the unexpected that's going to come. But now you are more in control of it and you can take the punches as they come and stay organized or get yourself reorganized. And it really is all the way back to the beginning. It starts in the kitchen and then it goes to the primary closet and then, like, all these things. And then you add on your kids. And then if you want, you could do photos and that's optional. And that is the productive home solution. So in the fall, we eliminated the option to be able to buy the 100-day program by itself. It's now just part of the Productive Home Solution, which is a 23-minute explanation for those of you that are on the 100-Day Home Organization Program page about why you can't get the 100-Day Home Organization Program, and it's kicking you over to the Productive Home Solution because it doesn't live on its own anymore because I'm an educator and because like I got my degree from Miami University. I guarantee you that the degree I got, whatever, 30 years ago, is not the same degree that they're offering today. It might not even be called the same thing. I know that I cannot get certified. I'm certified birth through eighth grade in the state of Ohio. I was when I graduated. I know you can't get that certificate anymore in the state of Ohio. Like, you can only get like a four-year span certificate. So they don't even do teaching the way they did when I... That's life. Like, programs develop and evolve, and they should. Like, if you're able to buy the same program for 10 years in a row, I mean, don't you think the world's a little different than it was 3 years ago? Like, don't you think there should be some modifications and changes and things that you are purchasing and you're doing, even if it's in a long-standing industry like teaching or home organization? We use our homes differently today than we did in 2019. I mean, that's just a fact. So the Productive Home Solution now has the 100-day program in it, but it does not have the kids program anymore. That got taken out at the same time. And in the summer of 2022, the photo program will be taken out as well. So as we decided to make that change and become the Productive Home Solution and go into the fall of 2021, Organize 365 has been doing research now. We did our research studies in the beginning of 2021 about what is the definition of housework and how do people feel about organizing their paper. And then late in 2021, we did our third research study, and that one is on how do people get organized at home? And what are the categories? What does home organization mean? Earlier, I said, are you a born organized or not organized person? And often, you'll hear people say, or you will have heard me say, or you would have asked people, are you organized? What was your answer there? Are you organized? I asked this question to a group of 23 professional organizers. And after hesitation, a couple of hands actually went up as in like, I am organized. And I said, the reason why you're not just like raising your hand to the sky is because what's the definition of organized? Every single one of us, when you say, are you organized? These images flash through our head, and they are these. Number one, you think of that one space in your house that you just can't get a handle on. It's a room, it's a closet, it's a drawer, it's a project that is unfinished, something that is not done, immediately flashed into your head. And then you think, your brain says, you're not organized. Remember, you've got this thing that's not done. And then you flash to the show Hoarders, and you go, but I can walk through my house, so I'm not unorganized. Because that is our definition. Our definition of unorganized is a hoarder-like situation where your house can be condemned. And our image of organized is everything is rainbow organized and labeled and perfect, and there's absolutely nothing left to do in your house at all, period, done, end of story. And neither of those are reality. Neither of those. I have been in hundreds of homes in Cincinnati, and only two were actually hoarding situations, and none of them were Pinterest perfect, even when I was done organizing them, because it's not a reality. Pinterest perfect does not exist. I remember early in Organize 365, I would follow organization bloggers, which were very much decorating blogs, and I've never been a decorator. My decorator finally came in and saw my office here in Cincinnati, and I was like, yeah. Every time I didn't know what to do, I just put another fake plant in here. And there are like five fake plants inside of my office because, oh, that's a space. I'll just put a plant there. Like, I'm not a decorator. I know how to shop. I just don't necessarily know how to make it look good on the other side. I'm not a decorator. But there was this perfect blog I was following. I mean, she was like aspirational level organization, decoration, and cute as can be. I mean, nicest person. Better Homes and Gardens came in and did a photo shoot. They put in rugs. They totally reorganized her house to do a photo shoot in a house that was already perfect. The house was perfect. Like, it literally was perfect. And they still made it more perfecter in order to put in a magazine. Why are we doing this to ourselves? Like, why are we trying to have this perfect museum house? Nobody wants to live in a museum. Like, that's stale and cold. And as soon as you take one carrot out of the refrigerator, you mess the whole thing up. And then you're like, I don't want to live in my own house when it's that way. So there's a continuum here between completely disorganized and Pinterest perfect. And this is where I live. I live in the messy middle. I live in functional organizing. I am an educator, and when you follow the Organized 365 systems, you will learn the skill of organizing, not in a weekend, not in a week, not in a month, probably in a year or two, because it's a long skill to learn. It's like learning a foreign language. It's not like a simple skill that you can learn in a weekend or a week or in a month. But every person who has joined the Organized 365 journey all the way back in 2012, when they did the 40 weeks, one whole house in the fall of that year, or they got in on the very first round of the 100-day program, or they bought the original Sunday basket. Unlike the university that I went to for college, you could keep taking the course. Like, it's lifetime access. Whatever price you buy in at, that is the price you buy in. And as I make changes and iterations, you always get gifts, you get upgrades, you get legacy into whatever program you're in. I don't take away access that you've had before. Like, you can buy with confidence. We have not raised our prices since 2018. I'm not going to say we're not going to raise them, because I think we should, because the value that we offer. But as of July 1st, 2022, the photo program will not be inside of the Productive Home Solution anymore. It'll be $299 to buy that. The kids program currently is no longer in any of our programs. It's $299 to buy that. But originally, it used to be in one of the programs. And if you bought it when it was in there, you still have it. So the value of the program and the course that we're offering continues to escalate as we go. And you retain all of that access that you've had whenever you decide to buy in. So, long story short, the 100-day home organization program still exists. It's over inside of the Productive Home Solution. It is not bought a la carte. But, however, and here's what's coming. Because of what I learned in the research that we did at the end of 2021, I now know definitively how to teach you how to become organized. And not only how to become organized, because we've already been doing this. I have figured out how to articulate to you and to the world what it means to be organized. So when somebody says to you, are you organized? Starting in the late summer of 2022, you are going to be able to say, yes, I am personally organized and family space organized, but I'm working on my storage organization and I almost have my paper organization done. I have identified four essential areas of organization that you could say that you either are or are not organized in, and two optional, and that is going to be the topic of the next 6 podcast episodes. So if you're watching this as a video on the 100-Day Home Organization former sales page, you'll be able to find those podcast episodes in April and May of 2022 if you just want to search the podcast player, or go over into your podcast player of choice. Organized 365 is in all of the podcast players everywhere. We'll also be pulling those episodes and putting them into our new research playlist that you can also find wherever you find podcasts by the fall of 2022. So if you're listening to this real time, here are a few things I want you to hear. Number one, the 100-Day Home Organization Program. If that is the program that you have, you will have legacy access to that as is going forward. That will not be taken away from you. If you are in the Productive Home Solution, for the fall round 2022, Lisa's going to break everything apart into little Lego bricks, reorganize all the little Lego bricks according to the research that we just learned. You will still have access to all of the content, but it will be changed. And the way it will be changed is that instead of saying, here's your 100-day home organization program and all these other things you can do, get started in the kitchen. I know you're only going to get today 21 or 42, get as far as you can and then make more progress next round, as in like kind of choose your own adventure. In the fall, I'm going to start saying, okay, what do you want your 45-day plan to be? And I will have multiple 45-day plans that you can pick. You could pick personal organization, family and communal space organization, storage organization, paper organization, or optional kid organization or photo organization. And then you'll run those paths for 45 days. If you want to go more of our 120-day trimester, you could pick another path, you can go deeper, but The way we will have it set up is you'll pick a new adventure each round that we do, and you will make progress. And at the end of that round, I want you to be able to say, I am personally organized. I am storage space organized. I am paper organized. And you will actually have a plan to have that accomplished by the end of that 120 days. Some people, it will may take you more than one round to do those categories. Like if you are 70 years old and you're handling your paper and your parents' paperwork, it may take you a whole year to say you are paper organized. But there will be an end goal. There will be a finish line. You will be able to check it off and you will be able to cross it. The planner is going to change. It's going to change. The planner is going to change in the fall. I mentioned that the photo program is no longer going to be in the Productive Home Solution when we come in the fall. If you have access to it now, if you buy the Productive Home Solution for the summer round 2021, you're going to have access to the photo program. It's not going to go away. Those are details. I'm the teacher. I am creating all the programs, and the team is behind me making all the changes. So I hesitated to create this video, to create this podcast, to let you know the changes that are coming in the fall, because I don't want you to be distracted and confused this summer as you're going through the program, wondering how I'm going to reorganize things as we get to the fall. But at the same time, I thought, you guys, you're listening to the podcast. You're inside of the programs. As you're hearing the research, which I cannot wait to start sharing next week, you're going to start seeing, oh, I get it. Like we have to break up this 100-day program into these different categories so we could start achieving success. And I was thinking about this in relation to Dave Ramsey. You know, there are a lot of different ways to get debt-free. And there are a lot of different people that teach you how to get debt-free. But Dave Ramsey is the one who's divided it into these baby steps. And everybody, I mean, having an emergency plan, having $1,000 in a savings account, like that idea is as old as like humans are. Like it is the oldest idea on the planet. But the way that Dave Ramsey has been able to share it and teach it to millions and millions and millions of people is different. And he is an educator at heart. Like he is teaching you the steps to becoming debt-free. And you know where you are on those steps. And so if I am teaching you how to become organized, and I'm going into my 11th year of teaching this, it just stands to reason as soon as I have identified that, okay, here are the different categories that we can be organized in, I want people to be able to say with confidence, I am storage space organized. I am paper organized. I am working on being family and communal space organized. Like I want you to be able to own and celebrate the areas where you are organized and identify and problem solve the areas that you want to become organized so that someday you could say, yes, I'm an organized person. I will tell you, I personally, Lisa Woodruff, I am an organized person. But that does not mean that my house is Pinterest perfect. It does not mean that there are no unfinished projects in my house. But I am organized. I'll never be done doing my projects until I'm dead. Like, because then my Sunday basket would be empty and it would be so sad. And my workbox would be empty. Like, being organized doesn't mean that your to-do list is done. Being organized does not mean that your to-do list is done. It means that you are a positive, proactive, purposeful, planned person, and you know what is on all of the plates that you have, and you are proactively choosing what you're going to tackle next, and everything else is organized and waiting for when you have the time and the passion and the energy to do it, if you decide to do it at all. So thank you very much for listening to my TED Talk. If you're on the 100-Day Home Organization Program page, it's a really long explanation about why the 100-Day Home Organization Program is different and also tells you a little bit about where 40 Weeks, One Whole House came from. For those of you on the podcast, next week, we're going to dive into the first category we have identified of getting organized, which is going to be organizing yourself.